ball swinging. Here's one hit deep. Go to left field. It's way back. It's going. Going. Hey! A grand slammer for Ernie Banks. Number 12 of his career.
For a home run.
Oh, baseball can't get here soon enough.
There it is. It's a no-hitter for Doc Ellis. He's high on acid. Doc Ellis has just thrown a no-hitter, and he's high on acid. He is tripping.
Oh, welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the podcast that baseball montage.
That's it. Doc Ellis has done it.
He's tripping balls.
He is tripping on LSD, everyone. He's done it.
That wasn't Doc Ellis that we just heard get pitch a no hitter.
Oh, that wasn't?
No.
He's done it. Doc Ellis has done it.
Doc Ellis is tripping his balls off, ladies and gents. Welcome to the
Doc
show.
Doc Ellis has just pitched a no hitter on 3 hits of Microdot.
I was trying in my way to pay tribute to Mr. Cub.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks, who passed away over the weekend. And I got to say, I am amazed, although maybe I shouldn't be, the amount of friends that I have, they're Cub fans, who have had personal interactions with Ernie Banks, and all of them saying what an incredibly awesome guy he was. It's one thing to have a baseball or football or movie star that you admire and you hear nice things and they dine. There are, I'm not kidding you, 10, 12, 11 people on my Facebook who would share stories about the time they ran into him in an elevator or the chance they got to interview him, and all of them just raving about what an absolute class guy Ernie Banks was.
I believe I met him for just a couple seconds at the golf tournament years ago.
Yeah?
And he was nice. I mean, I can't make a...
Listen to you. Let's not give Ernie Banks too much credit.
Doc Ellis has done it! Doc Ellis has just pitched a no-hitter on Ernie Banks' great LSD! I mean, but he was nice to me for 10 seconds.
Well, that's all. You know what? It would have been... It's easy to be a jerk to you for 10 seconds.
Well, sure. I would imagine if you were to run into Bill Belichick at a golf tournament, what are the odds that he was pleasant?
Yeah, he's going to have the time to say hello. He'll be pleasant to you.
Doc Ellis has done it!
Okay, we get it with the Doc Ellis. Welcome back to the show.
I'm going to clearly bust my ass today. Oh, my God. I am going to slip and fall.
I don't know why you don't get those yak tracks.
The yak tracks?
Yeah. Larry recommended.
Well, I do have the yak tracks. A listener gave me some. I'm not sure where they are now.
Well, go find them.
Well,
somebody bought you a pair. They called up and asked what your shoe size was. They bought you a pair so you wouldn't slip and fall. I think you enjoy slipping and falling.
I don't. I really don't.
I think you're like a fall chondriac.
No, I don't.
You get a kick out of falling, and then you have something to complain about.
I
fell again. The first thing he did, ladies and gentlemen, when he walked into the Hickey Brothers cigar store and Hookah Lounge studio, he says, well, I'm going to fall again today. It's the first thing you said.
You know what people have said about me? That I'm a faller, not a baller.
Yes, it's like you enjoy.
I don't
the
enjoy
falling.
It. I don't
part
enjoy.
Part of
it.
You does. Otherwise, you would take steps to fix.
I am taking steps, and I'm taking steps by taking tiny steps. Because what we have out there are like little frozen beads, and they're covered in ski snow. And I am somehow going to just kill myself today.
Oh,
no doubt about
it. It's going to happen. Had a chance to talk to. Speaking of yak treks, talk to Larry this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was up in Cedar Falls.
Called?
I called him. I called him because...
Well, you must have been tuned.
No, I wasn't. I honestly wasn't. A lot of people were. No, I was not hanging out with Bird. Bird doesn't live in Cedar Falls. Bird lives in Iowa City now.
Oh, he does?
He works for the TV station there.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you would take the time to connect with the people who have meant so much to you over the years, like I do, You discard people.
I do.
You use people. You hurt people, Darren.
Right. Get rid of old friends and make new ones.
Right.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Lawrence.
So my buddy Courtney was having a birthday party up there in Cedar Falls. So we went up for that and stayed at a haunted hotel. Details on that coming shortly. And her brother-in-law, Zach, who lives in Clinton, had no idea what we were doing, that we were on the air, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shaking hands.
It's in all the papers.
I was plugging it. I was promoting it as hard as I could and trying to get the people in Cedar Falls to start digging Planet Alt and Solid and all of that. So he just kept going on about, oh, man, amazing, Larry. I kept, you know, I wanted to be in his fan club, and I did the old, well, let's give him a call.
Sure,
and it was,
we can do
and
that.
It was, you know, was he real? How much of that was real?
It's real.
Like, give him a call right now. And I tell you what, it's the equivalent, I don't know how old Zach is. But
of talking to Santa?
It's exactly like calling Santa Claus. Because the look on a grown man's face, when you hand him the phone he's talking to Amazing Larry.
And he covers the phone and turns back to everybody, he's real.
It's him. It's really him. So yeah, God bless Larry. He sounds like he's doing better, still has some stomach issues that he's working on, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, Larry said to say hello to everybody.
I hope
so,
he's
hello
staying
from
inside.
Larry.
He doesn't need to be slipping on any of that black ice.
We stayed at the Hotel Blackhawk there in downtown Cedar Falls, which is purported to be the most haunted hotel in all of Iowa.
Okay.
And when we get our keys, we ask the woman, who I'm not sure wasn't herself a ghost, are these the haunted rooms? And she just looked at us like, no. No, they're not haunted.
Did you ask? You should have asked, can we have a goblin as opposed to a ghost?
I'd like a demon, maybe.
Could I get
a deep tissue massage in the morning?
Do we have
work out some of the toxins?
Choice between maybe a goblin?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like one of those. You got any goblin girls?
I'd like to be filleted by a member of the netherworld. Is that something we can work out?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. There, I guess.
You know, I sleep with my pants off.
I
wear a top, but no pants, just in case a ghost is going to...
The story with the Hotel Blackhawk is it's not haunted. It's just a super old hotel, and there's a lot of loud drunks who bang things all night long.
A lot of creaking?
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not drunks above us. This place is haunted. It's charming.
As Dave mentioned, we are podcasting from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Trying to quit smoking or just tired of freezing outside or slipping and falling and killing yourself outside? Because it's going to happen. Smoke electronically with a vapor pen from Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors and dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street. In the District of Rock Island, and you can check out everything they have in the safety of your own home by going online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Kayuski says, didn't Hotel Blackhawk used to be a meth house? The one here in Quad Cities was.
Yes, and that anniversary is coming up.
The meth fire at Hotel Blackhawk? Now, that Hotel Blackhawk was recently named the best hotel in all of Iowa.
Okay.
It's really nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
But they sunk a lot of money into
it. They sure did.
But this was before... They had the meth fire before they put all that money into it.
Yes. In fact, I think the meth fire kind of made it possible for them to put some money into it. Because it was like, we need to find
the
owners.
The meth fire was the weekend of the car show. And that's coming up in a couple weeks' time.
The car show?
The Iowa-Illinois car show. Regional car auto show.
Oh, yeah?
Auto show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that was there at the River Center.
Right.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it was related in any way, but I remember it happening when the auto show was going on.
No, I don't think they were cooking up meth to sell at the auto show.
Well, no. They're just... No, they're
based... How would it be related?
I'm not saying that they were selling it there. I'm just saying...
I want to check out the 2006s and maybe get myself some methamphetamine
to
smoke.
No, I'm just saying that...
Doc Ellis has done it, ladies and gentlemen!
I'm just saying that maybe they were enthusiasts of... cars and meth. This is the perfect weekend.
The Hotel Blackhawk that me and my lovely wife stayed at was in Blackhawk County there in Cedar Falls. You ever been in Cedar Falls? I bet you've been to probably a couple of Unidome shows.
I saw The Who in the Unidome.
Right.
And I accidentally drove to Cedar Falls the other day. I was not paying attention, and I... Next
well, you
I
had
know,
the funeral in Mason City to attend, right?
Yes, but...
I could see how you would do that.
I just went... I missed one quick little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I corrected it like that. But, yeah, I was in a business district of Cedar Falls the other day.
Yeah, no, it's...
Charming.
It's a thing. Yeah, that's where we stay. That's where we were, man. There's a really cool microbrew there called Single Speed. Oh, man, was that good.
Was it supposed to snow today?
Yes. Just flurries. Okay. I know it looks, as we're podcasting live this morning, it looks like a blizzard is happening.
Looks like a death trap.
We are not. It's a suicide rap. But it's...
Death trap.
Yeah. It's not... I don't think it's going to amount to much.
No, not like the East. And boy, we're going to be hearing about that.
You know what? We'll talk about that in the top five things that you need to know. You need to know.
You need me.
What were they called? The mosquitoes?
Those were the honeybees.
The honeybees. Let's do top five things here on the Dave and Darren podcast here.
Number one.
Number one.
Speaking of mosquitoes, millions of genetically modified mosquitoes are going to be released into the Florida Keys.
For what reason?
Well, they're trying to fight a couple of viral diseases that are spread by mosquitoes. The dengue and chikungunya.
Mm-hmm.
Growing threats here in the States. And they think that these millions of genetically modified mosquitoes could help battle those diseases. So they want to release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes. The problem is, if you don't take the time to read the whole story, and you just see people want to release millions of mosquitoes that have been genetically altered, that sounds kind of terrifying.
Obama!
it's not his fault.
Are you sure? It might be his idea. I'm not saying it's his fault.
Hundreds of thousands of people are running online to sign petitions against this experiment. So maybe these researchers will not be allowed to release these genetically modified mosquitoes. You know, I'm all for it. Go ahead and... If you're going to keep me from getting a mosquito-borne disease that causes tremendous pain over the course of weeks and weeks with a high fever and all that, I would rather not have that. But, you know, you say genetically modified and people lose their minds, right?
They do. Or gluten-free. They're releasing
two.
If these scientists were smart, they wouldn't say genetically modified. They'd just say, we're releasing gluten-free mosquitoes.
Right.
That's what they should say.
We're releasing artisan mosquitoes.
Handcrafted.
Into the swamps.
How fancy.
Ooh. How could I afford such a thing?
Lock of hair taken from Abraham Lincoln's head soon after he was assassinated, sold for $25,000 at a Texas auction over the weekend.
They're going to make a very sparse wig out of it.
Or a genetically modified Lincoln that could fight diseases.
Or a Lincoln mosquito. Half mosquito, half Lincoln.
Is that mosquito wearing a top hat with a little tiny beard?
He sure is.
That's fantastic. That's nuts.
He's here to free all the other mosquitoes.
Wait a minute. Let's put a little tiny microphone and see what he says.
47 years ago, our mosquito forefathers set forth on this continent to create a new country conceived in liberty.
Oh, that's adorable. Little mosquito Lincoln is my favorite bug of them all.
I can just see it now. Mosquito Lincoln versus the Tarantiraffe.
My wife is a nightmare! She's out of her mind!
Oh, is there a little Mary Todd Lincoln mosquito?
And never gives it up.
That's adorable!
Thank you, everyone! You've been great! I've got two tickets to the theater. I gotta go.
Oh, don't go! Don't go, little mosquito Lincoln! Little mosquito John Wilkes Booth's gonna shoot you in your little tiny mosquito head! Or maybe someone will just swat and flatten you. There is a
whatever, Big Papa.
Shoplifting!
At what point are you too old to do the gimmick where you let a mosquito on your arm and then you push the blood so that it explodes?
I wouldn't do it.
Have you ever done that?
I think probably.
That's like a thing you do when you're a kid.
I don't know that I've ever made it explode. I made it fill up and then I smashed it.
Oh, no. You've never just rushed the blood so it just takes in too much blood and just goes kablooey all over your arm? Yeah. And then you're left with this. The only thing that's left is his mouth, or I guess her mouth, because female mosquitoes are the ones that do the biting, right?
I'm not interested in waterboarding a mosquito or bloodboarding a mosquito.
I do it because it's like, tell your friends. Tell your friends what happens when you bite on me. sale of a. This is worth pointing out. This happened in Texas. This auction, and the lock of hair from Lincoln's head went for $25,000. That's $5,000 less than a buyer paid for a letter from his assassin, John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth more popular than Abraham Lincoln. The sale of a gallery owner's 300-item collection of Lincoln memorabilia made more than $800,000 on Saturday, which is more than twice what they thought it was going to make. There's a letter from 1862 in which the president admitted the Civil War wasn't going well, and that letter remained unsold.
I had a Lincoln mosquito before I was famous, before I got paid. I didn't do it. I didn't have a Lincoln mosquito because I thought it was cool. I just liked it.
Three. Sky Mall's no longer a thing. When you're on your next airplane flight and you're looking for the Sky Mall magazine.
They discovered no one had ever bought anything from it.
That's actually not the case. I mean, they were doing pretty good business.
Were they?
They blamed the internet for the collapse of Sky Mall. And at first I thought, oh, well, people are just buying stuff from Amazon rather than Sky Mall. Mm. That's not the case.
They were buying it from Sky Mall website?
Well, no, then they'd still be in business.
But they don't need you up in the air.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They don't need. So you're saying
no. The company is bankrupt, and the reason is they say they blame the internet and they blame phones because when you're on a plane now, you're not stuck with just whatever magagazine they have and SkyMall.
Sure,
you can take out your phone and watch a movie or play Words with Friends or some damn
thing.
Maybe
listen to a podcast. I'm just saying.
I know a lot of you do. I think who was it? Matt was saying that he was going to be traveling to California this week, and he was going to be listening on the flight. Like he had purposely not listened all week long, so that he would have the Dave and Aaron podcast for the flight.
You were collecting your nuts, weren't you? Saving them.
I like that. I like that a lot. Remind me, though, we have a Listener of the Week award that we have to
above
announce.
Above and beyond type of thing?
I'm very proud of one of you.
Good.
One of you have made me very happy over the weekend, and we'll get to that. But yeah, the internet ruined the Sky Mall, so you won't be able to buy awful products that you don't need
I wonder
anymore.
How many of you are puffing up your chest right now thinking it's got to be me.
Probably isn't.
It's got to be me.
Four.
Number four, the northeastern United States is about to get absolutely pounded with some snow, 2 to 3 feet in the next couple of days. Blizzard watch is in effect for Boston, Providence, and New York City, where they say 2 to 3 feet is going to fall between now and Wednesday. A large area could see winds, along with the 3 feet of snow, around 50 miles per hour. The Weather Channel is calling this potentially historic. Although I think they tend to freak out about everything, don't they? They're the Weather Channel. Airlines are already canceling at least 3,400 flights for today and tomorrow. So if you have any plans to head to the East Coast...
I don't.
Scratch those. It's not happening. And you won't have SkyMall to read on the plane.
So if this would have happened a year ago, it would have happened the week of the Super Bowl.
Right. That stupid Super Bowl they had in New York.
That would have been wonderful. That would have been the perfect ending if somehow... If somehow that Super Bowl was taking place this year, that would have been the perfect ending to this NFL season.
This terrible, terrible
NFL season.
Has me wondering if I even need to watch NFL football anymore season. All of it combined, I don't know that I care about the NFL
anymore.
They
might have just killed the NFL.
You killed the golden goose, dummies.
Five.
And your Bears were no help.
Molly, well, that's the top of the things.
Yeah.
They're my Bears now. Interesting. Molly Shuler, who's 120 pounds.
Yes.
Ate not one but two of the 72-ounce steaks at Amarillo, Texas's Big Texan Steak Ranch.
You know what? Bring me another one.
Most people who attempt it cannot finish one steak.
Sure.
They can't get one steak done.
That's a ton.
In less than 20 minutes.
Not really a ton, but...
She did two 72-ounce steaks.
Bring it on.
Posted the video of her eat-a-thon on YouTube, and she says she'll be back for another challenge. And next time, this Nebraska woman
says... Let's make it interesting.
She's going to eat three.
Good for her.
Her deal is to eat three of these 72-ounce steaks.
Uh-huh.
God bless. That's a new record, ladies and gentlemen.
Good for her.
120-pound woman who can eat two 72-ounce steaks. And as soon as she's done with it, she says... I'm coming back for the third. I'm going back to train. She's a competitive eater.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't just somebody who...
I become the steak.
That's how that
works.
That's
the key.
That's how that works.
I am the steak. This is what happened to the steak. And this is what happened to the steak. I'm the steak.
You're listening to the Dave and Darren podcast here.
And it is brought to you by Premier Jewelry and Loan, voted the Quad Cities' number one pawn shop for fast collateral loans on all your quality items. Check them out today. Bring in your gold, jewelry, designer watches, electronics, and more for cash on the spot. Also, your home for iWireless phones and service packages. Get a loan, get cash, upgrade your technology. And also, their wholesale diamond blowout is going on. 25% off marked prices on solitaires and stud earrings. Again, at our friends, Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf. They're listening to Nacho Radio, and make sure you let them know that you are as well.
Honorable mention for listeners, Doug posted a picture of himself on our Facebook page, Doug Biddle. He's got the Solid app playing on his phone. He's holding the River City Reader with us on the cover, and he's wearing the Nacho Radio shirt.
That's a champ.
He's
this
huge fan of what you guys are doing. Keep rocking
my
speakers.
You.
And Doug, that's awesome. You get a like. But the listener of the week, the Dave and Darren and Nacho Radio listener of the week.
Yeah, let us know what you're doing on Facebook, and you can also let us know on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. I hope that's in your phone. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf, live music every Thursday night from 8 to 11. They have a happy hour each and every weekday. It starts at 2. Drink specials every day and home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, Harrington's Pub in Bettendorf.
Matt Nicky is our winner of the listener of the week, and I just thought this was great. A lot of you all week long last week were emailing us, texting us, reaching out on the Harrington's Pub text line or sending emails to us, dave@nachoradio.com or darren@nachoradio.com. And a lot of you wanted us to talk about the fact that those Westboro monsters were coming to town. And the decision was made, no, we're not going to talk. We're not going to give those knuckleheads any moment of our attention. You know, why draw attention to that? That's their whole gimmick, is getting attention. Don't feed them what they want. Mm-hmm. Let them look the other way. Having said that, Matt wins because he attended the anti-protest. And there were much more people protesting these monsters than these guys, you know, these Westboro church people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, these are the people who have signs. They'll go to soldiers' funerals and say, God hates fags, and your soldier is dead because God hates fags and stuff.
Uh-huh, okay.
This guy decided he was going to attend the anti-rally against these Westboro.
I have a feeling I know what he did.
And the poster he made was, Urban Meyer poops at parties. Going to picket Westboro Baptist Church today, right? And he made this poster that just says Urban Meyer poops at parties. He took that to the anti-Westboro Baptist Church rally.
Take that, everyone.
Oh, my God. Is that... That made me so happy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Nick, good work.
That's just... That's a full weekend. What'd you do this weekend?
I attended
a rally and had an Urban Meyer poops at parties sign.
Urban Meyer poops at parties.
Good.
I know. Nick, send us a... someone had to have taken a picture of him
at the rally.
Because that's what I want to see.
I do,
I want to see, like, people who have posters that say, like, God loves everyone, and Westboro, shame on you, something like that. And then Nick just standing there with a sign that says, Urban Meyer poops at parties.
Yeah, Nick, if you've got that in...
Matt,
if you've got that in some sort of historical content.
Oh, my God.
In some sort of context,
I
suppose.
Is that the best?
Yeah. In the,
That's just the best. Yeah. I didn't want to mention the whole Westboro thing.
Right.
But when someone goes above and beyond and does this.
Yeah, if you got a picture with you in the crowd holding that in context.
Wouldn't you love to see it?
Then that's marvelous.
I know. Proud of you. Proud of you, Matt. That's just good work. Brad Deary is a car dealer.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Down there in Burlington, right?
Is that where he's at?
I feel like he used to be in Maquoketa. Am I wrong on that?
I've seen it.
Brad Deary has, maybe he has more than one dealership, but the one in Burlington, the Mazda dealership in Burlington, is the one that's getting a lot of play.
Okay.
Let's see.
Why is
that? Brad Deary Motors is in Maquoketa. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember driving by there a lot back in the day when I used to drive through Maquoketa all the time. Or at least the billboards there on 61. He's got a dealership in Burlington that's in the news, and it's in the news for,
for all the right reasons.
I think so. Had a billboard with a mannequin on top of the billboard, and it says, from up here I can see Deary of Burlington, right? This is on Highway 61. It's near Mediapolis.
Okay.
So he's got this billboard with a mannequin sitting on top of the billboard, and it says, from up here I can see Deary of Burlington.
Uh-huh.
The problem is the people there in Mediapolis, down there in Des Moines County, they all thought it was some guy who was going to commit suicide, and they kept calling 911, thinking that it was someone who was going to be, preparing
to
jump.
He's got to jump.
Yeah. I can see Deary, Toyota, Nissan, and Mazda from here is what the ad says. Well, the police told him, you're alarming too many drivers. And also, you got to take that mannequin down, because in the 2015 world we live in, some idiot is going to climb up there to take a selfie with the mannequin and kill themselves.
I'm surprised someone didn't shoot the mannequin.
He says, the sheriff didn't tell me to take it down, but when I heard about all the 911 calls, I don't want to be tying up a line.
Yeah.
I'm here to sell cars, not get people hurt. So there you go. Brad Deary does not think 911 is a joke.
No, he
doesn't.
Good
for you, Brad. Police say they were getting calls about the mannequin. Deputies dispatched someone to the scene to try to talk the dummy out of jumping from the sign. They then pulled out their binoculars for a closer look when they realized that it was not responding to any of their pleas.
I wonder if he was to ask the police department if they would allow that. It's like, as opposed to actually sending somebody up there to get it, officer.
Could you shoot my dummy down?
Could you just shoot the dummy down? I tell you what, this is what we're going to do.
I authorize you to use deadly force on that mannequin.
Test drive a car at Brad Deary. With every test drive, you get a pair of tickets to a showing of American Sniper. And come watch us shoot the dummy off the billboard.
I would say, if anyone calls 911, could you forward that just to the dealership, and I'll try and get a Mazda or a Nissan or a Toyota?
You're right. This is an emergency. You need a new vehicle.
I'll tell you what you need, friend. You need a Mazda. Zoom, zoom, you knucklehead, if you think that's an actual person attempting to kill themselves. Story here from Los Angeles. An employee at a Target store leapt to his death after being taken on a walk of shame through the store.
Oh, boy.
His mom is now suing Target. The walk of shame is something you make your employees do there at Target? I worked in retail.
I don't remember ever
having a walk of shame. Graham Gentles was 22 years old.
Hello, I'm Graham Gentles.
Stopped by security and police when he showed up for work at the Pasadena store. He was handcuffed and walked past other workers. They accused him of stealing from Target. They interrogated him in a private room.
Yeah.
They then drove him by patrol car to a police station, and he was released without charge.
So he didn't do anything.
He said to his mom, "This is the worst day of my life." And then he jumped from the roof of a Courtyard Marriott 3 days later. It doesn't say that he did or didn't. He was accused of stealing.
Right.
And then they made him...
Do they line everybody up?
Everybody, look what happens. When you steal from the Target family, this is what happens.
You become a Target yourself.
You make him do the walk of shame.
Boy, I don't know if that's the best idea.
Yeah. No.
Why would you want to publicize that sort of thing?
If you think someone stole from you...
You find out.
Just fire him.
You find out and you let him go.
No. I want this burnt into the khaki-wearing minds of all of you monsters. So, yeah, the mom is suing. This is her only kid. And now she doesn't have any kids because he killed himself.
I bet.
On account of the Target walk of shame. psychologist went through a bunch of erotic tales.
Easy now.
And he read more than 300,000 erotic stories in order to decipher and to figure out what is the most erotic word in the English language. Psychologist took more than 300,000 erotic stories and used the data. This is 65,000 different authors. These are people who publish their work on a fiction site that specializes in erotic tales.
Uh-huh.
The most popular word, the most commonly used word is...
nipple.
It is not nipple. The most commonly used word in all of these stories, 300,000 erotic stories.
Finger.
You know what? I'll put 30 seconds on the clock for you and the listeners. What is the most used word? A four-letter word.
Four-letter word.
Yes. A four-letter word that is used the most in all of these erotic tales. And it's not the most obvious four-letter word, okay?
Bone.
It's not bone. Good one, Darren. TJ says wang. No. The Char says tongue. No. Designer Lisa letter. Says shaft. No. No, again.
Shaft.
Is it shaft?
Shut your mouth.
Just trying to talk about 300,000 erotic stories.
And the word is?
Cock.
Oh.
Yeah, the most commonly used word is cock.
I don't know about that.
Why not? What do you mean?
Does very little for me.
Well, no, exactly. It doesn't turn me on at all. Writers are not imaginative when it comes to their penis-based vocabulary, or, he says, they just really like the word cock. Two-thirds of all these erotic stories, by the way, were written by dudes. So, there it is.
That's a little disappointing.
A lot of erotica, more about penises than vaginas. So I don't know what that means. Mm. Other popular words, tongue is a popular word in erotic. Also, blood, mouth, asshole, pussy.
Easy.
Master and mom are the words most commonly used in erotic tales.
Well, what about arson?
Oh my God, you know they all do it. Straight women, by the way, are most likely, according to the study findings, straight women are more likely to be interested in non-human sex.
What does that mean?
It says here, straight women dominate the romance categories and also the non-consent category.
But I thought those stories were about human beings.
Straight women are more interested in non-human erotica, whereas bisexual women are more into BDSM and celebrity erotica. Straight men are predominantly into BDSM, loving wives, and romance. Bisexual men like the fetish, gay male, interracial, and anal categories. Older women are kinkier than men, too, was another finding in this study. Older men have more romance-focused stories they want to read than older women. They like writing about romance and loving wives. But women... they just want to get their freak on. Men in relationships, it says here, less kinky than single men are. And sci-fi sex is a category.
They've been all kinked out.
I'm an old man. I just want to write about romance.
I've been unkinked. like a garden hose.
The most dangerous sex position, another study here shows us, has been revealed. The most dangerous sexual position, according to science. The biggest chance for a physical injury, woman on top, cowgirl. That is the most dangerous sex thing you can do. Not the reverse cowgirl, regular straight cowgirl. The woman on top position during intercourse deemed responsible for half of all penile fractures sustained during sex in cases recorded at 3 hospitals. So if you're having sex and she breaks it and you go to the hospital, they have to ask what the position was?
They've got a profile.
Right?
They don't have to ask. They know.
Or they know. Is it like, let me guess.
We're pros.
You guys are doing cowgirl, weren't you?
We're pros.
Yeah. When something happens, when your penis fractures, by the way, they all of them say, all of them that had this happen, the busted penis, they all say you can hear an audible snap. So.
Like a chicken bone.
No, thanks! Snap your penis like a chicken bone. So, keep that in mind. Cowgirl, regular cowgirl, the most dangerous of all. And I don't see how that would be, but this study says there's a risk, there's a much greater risk of a fracture with the cowgirl. Second most dangerous position in terms of penile fraction, doggy style. The least dangerous is boring old missionary position. The risk of energy is minimized when the man doing the penetrating is controlling all the movement. Once you give her control of it, when she's up on there riding it, I guess that's when things get busted. And this is why we can't have anything nice.
Women drivers. The Dave and Darren podcast is originating from Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort, BYOB. And, boy, this would be kind of a fun day to escape to Hickey Brothers, wouldn't it? Boy, you could really hide today, being that it's a Monday and it's snowing. BYOB, and choose from dozens of different cigar brands to enjoy in a comfy leather chair at the Quad City Cigar Lounge, Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, and online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Guy named Rupert Collins is suing his insurer for ruining his penis. This was not a cowgirl gone wrong situation. According to the papers filed at court, this lawsuit, which was filed on December 30th, quote, Rupert's penis and urethra is permanently eroded away. He was a patient at the Napa Valley Care Center, and the elderly man began to experience issues with a catheter that had been inserted into his penis. The insurer basically screwed things up, and they wanted to do a different catheter, and the insurer was like, nah, he's fine. Just keep it in there. He's fine. And they denied getting things fixed. And eventually, it says his daughter was horrified after seeing his penis split completely in half from the tip all the way down to the scrotum sac. No thanks. And this is, again, because the insurer...
Ballpark plumper.
You don't want him splitting like
it's
that.
It's like, basically, you know, they, when they say, you know, just like, what, 45 seconds in the microwave? They don't mean a minute 45.
Ooh. I find 30 seconds is more than enough.
Okay.
And I think the package actually says you're supposed to do 15 seconds.
Well, I like things hot.
Yeah, no, I like to know that the hot dog has been cooked in a way that...
And then I have my own accoutrement.
Accoutrement?
That I then apply to said hot dog.
Which is what? What do you put on a dog?
Well, I think if you're just going to have a plain hot dog... Maybe, I don't know. You can go a variety of ways. Maybe a little mustard and ketchup, some relish. Got to have the American. Listen, it's one thing to not put ketchup on a Chicago dog. It's one thing to not put ketchup on a bratwurst or anything like that. But if you're just you can put ketchup on a simple Oscar Mayer hot dog.
The answer is no.
Come on.
The answer is no, you may not.
No, yes, you can. It's an American dog.
Finally, one more story here about a guy's wiener. A dude had his doctor give him a note to excuse him from putting any effort into the sex. Sean is his name.
I got a note.
He managed to...
Not our Sean.
Different Sean.
Okay.
No, not our Sean.
Look, I got a note.
He got a note that says he's receiving medical treatment. And he will be unfit to continue his usual occupation or sexual services. He can only take part in sexual activity flat on his back with minimal effort on his part. Got a note from his doctor.
And I need a fan on. Gonna need a fan.
Here, give this to your wife. There's been a lot of fractured penises in the news.
I need a fan.
And here you go. So, yeah, this guy heard about all these broken wieners and went to his doctor and was like, I need a note. She won't stay off me. Can I get a note, please?
Yeah, a note scribble, either.
I brought a note from my doctor. Yeah, no, this thing is typed,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, don't scribble, would you?
This thing has been typed out, so, yeah.
Is that still a thing?
What's that?
The whole idea, the whole cachet of not being able to read a doctor's prescription pad. Have they finally... Is everyone over that?
No.
Are doctors over that?
No, they're not.
So that you can't even read what he just prescribed.
It makes them better than us. The fact that they write in a way that we can't read.
Right.
It's part of their...
That was basically the whole thing to begin with, wasn't it?
I think so.
That was just basically kind of showing off.
Or, you know what, I have a buddy that's a doctor, and...
Because
he had terrible handwriting when I met him when he was 18.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something about people who are doctors, they just have crummy handwriting to begin with.
I know.
I don't think it's like they take a class where it's like, all right, here's how to screw people over with terrible penmanship.
I know some people that have terrible handwriting, and they are anything but a doctor.
Okay.
That's not right. That's not what I meant to say. that is what I meant to say. They're the farthest thing from a doctor.
Okay.
There's no way you'd even get... No, not a doctor.
Burger King messed up a New Hampshire woman's order. Instead of the spicy, crispy chicken junior and sweet tea that she asked for, they accidentally gave her $2,631 in cash.
I'll take it.
Janelle Jones was driving home when she saw there was no food in her bag, just a couple of bank deposit bags and a $100 bill.
It's mine.
The husband says he was thinking about keeping the money.
Oh, I was thinking long and hard about it.
They certainly could have used the money, but he says they didn't because he and his wife are Jehovah's Witnesses, and Jehovah sees everything.
Are they supposed to be eating Burger King?
I know very little about Jehovah's Witnesses. I know that they come to your door incessantly, and I know they don't celebrate birthdays. That's all I know about Jehovah's Witnesses. And I don't think they do blood transfusions either, right?
But they drink sweet tea, huh?
Sweet tea and spicy crispy chicken junior, which I have to confess, I didn't know that was a thing at Burger King. Now I'm kind of hungry for that.
Did you notice they were staying away from the Yumbo?
Well, Jehovah would not put up with them eating a Yumbo.
At some point,
Jehovah's got to be like,
I'm not doing this ham dance with you.
Knock it off!
Forget it.
I'm not doing this ham dance with you.
This is no real thing.
After she returned the cash, the manager there at the Burger King offered her 5 free meals.
Well, thank you.
How about we give you 5 free meals?
Okay.
Thanks for bringing back that $2,600.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, see, whoever put the money... The $2,600 in cash in a bag.
Is there a shame walk there?
You need to do a Burger King walk of shame. And if that person jumps off a roof, that's none of my business. Your job is to deliver the food to them. And you should know whether or not you're giving them a crispy chicken sandwich.
Right.
Or all of the money we made this afternoon. I had a deal the other day. It was last week. I was running errands around town. And I stopped at a local fast food place for a hamburger sandwich and some fries. And I made my order at the one window.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to pick it up at the other window. And, you pay at one and you get your food at the other.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So I think this happened on Thursday. So I pay at the first window for my hamburger sandwich. And then I drive up and I get to the pick up the food window. There's this kid inside the restaurant.
Not working.
No, he's working.
Oh, he is working.
And he's got this puzzled look on his face, like he can't believe what he's seeing, right?
Yeah.
And then he opens the window, the little glass window, he goes, can I help you? I ordered some food, paid for it back there. And he's looking at me like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, he was just completely puzzled.
He was baffled.
Yeah, like, this guy's just driving up to the window. Yeah. What the hell's going on here?
All right.
Can I help you? Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a screen right there that says the food you're supposed to... So then he's, like, asking me, he's like, well, what did you order?
Uh-huh.
Like, you should have that figured out, right?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a Big Mac. Or maybe it was.
Nah.
I guess I was still stuck on the whole Burger King thing.
I'm not going to reveal the place.
Well, you don't have to.
That I went to, but yeah, I don't want to get the kid in trouble.
Well,
they're
probably a Nacho Radio sponsor.
They are not. That's another reason they don't get the mentions. Although, well, we should drop off some pamphlets, see if they're interested.
We got pamphlets?
We got some articles. How about that River City's Reader article?
No mention of Burger King in the whole thing.
Can I help you?
Can I? So did you ever figure out why he was so stymied?
They had me drive off into the area to wait.
So, hey.
Because basically,
did something not show up on the screen?
I don't know. Was it a phantom order or whatever?
It might have been a phantom order.
She took my money, and, it's not my business.
Could be a phantom order.
And actually, now that I think about it, they ended up messing up the order because something I ordered wasn't in the bag, but I didn't find that out until I got home. But anyway.
Isn't that always the case?
Can I help you? This is not. Your role is the guy at the window. You should understand that. When people drive up, you're the give them the food that they paid for.
You want real tomato ketchup?
Is there something I can help you with? I want to say mister. I don't know.
The Dave and Darren podcast on this snowy Monday is brought to you by Premier Jewelry and Loan. Hey, musicians, are you shopping for a new guitar? Premier Jewelry and Loan has an incredible selection of new and used electric and acoustic guitars, including Fender and Gibson. They really do. Guitars and basses. Check out their amps and sound equipment. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't pay big box and mall store prices. They have the best prices on all diamond jewelry, including engagement rings. Get more diamond for your dollar at Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf.
Brian Beck is a listener who listens to the podcast live. He's studying in Scotland.
Yes.
I believe he's in Glasgow, and he's listening to the show right now.
I'll never live it down.
And he says the Burger King is kind of strange in Scotland. The menu is pretty much the same, but it tastes different. I had Burger King. Well, yeah. I had a Whopper in Piccadilly Circus in London.
Because it's the Nessie Whopper.
Well, I thought, if I'm going to be in a country that has a queen, I should go to the Burger King. Maybe it would be some sort of revelation. And they put mayonnaise on every hamburger.
Mm.
I get a hamburger sandwich with mayonnaise on it. But by then, I'm not going to go back and say there's mayo on it. Because when you're in a strange and foreign land, as an American, it's your job to just act like a human being.
Don't be the ugly American.
Right, exactly. Whenever I travel abroad, I always try and make our country look as great as we all know it is.
How many times have you done that?
What's that?
Traveled abroad.
I've left the country 3 times.
Okay.
And each time, I know that I've made fans in those countries. I know that there are people who believe in liberty and justice and the American way because of the way I hold my head up high as I travel to various foreign lands.
As you relinquish your citizen status.
No, I don't.
Well, thank you.
But this pisses me off. We were supposed to be getting a Five Guys burger and fries here in the Quad Cities. There were all these rumors that was going to happen in Moline, yeah. And then that didn't happen. Beck says they just got a Five Guys in Glasgow. You can get a Five Guys burger and fries in Glasgow, and you can't get one here in the Quad Cities? What the H?
Nice job.
What the Beck. H-E double hockey sticks?
See, you can even chime in from Scotland if you use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. This would be a nice little escape, too, on a snowy day, is to join them for their happy hour, which starts today at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. Live music on Thursday nights, drink specials each and every day. And, of course, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. That's Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Northern Irish town of Limavady. They had a statue of a Celtic sea god.
Hello. I'm a Celtic sea god.
A bunch of crazy Christians stole the statue because thou shalt have no false gods before me.
Ah.
These Christians are angry that there's a statue of a Celtic sea god, because really that should be a statue of Jesus, you see. The statue's creator, John Sutton, who's done a lot of work on Game of Thrones, sculptures and whatnot, he's not happy.
Who are the sea dogs?
Who are the what now?
Sea dogs. There's a minor league baseball team.
I believe that's in
San Diego?
Portland, isn't it?
Portland?
San Diego doesn't need a minor league team. They have one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about maybe this is years ago. Didn't like Joe DiMaggio or Ted Williams play
Portland
for the Sea Dogs?
Portland Sea Dogs.
Portland Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
But I think there was a Sea Dogs even earlier than that. I'm talking about like a Sea Dogs from the 40s or something.
Well, they...
Did Ted Williams play for the Sea Dogs?
In Portland?
No.
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. It's Portland. It's Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this would have been like San Diego or something.
Notable alumni of the
Sea Dogs.
Portland Sea Dogs. Yeah, they just came back in the 90s. So,
Look up Ted Williams and see if he played for the Sea Dogs.
Is a minor leaguer?
Yeah, a minor leaguer before he became a...
Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking at notable alumni. My guess is Ted Williams would be included on this list.
But I don't think he was.
But instead, I'm getting Mookie Betts and Clay Buchholz.
Because I don't think he was a Portland Sea Dog. Could be wrong. He played for some funky team, some strange name.
Was it the? Well, if he was with the Red Sox, he would have been with the Pawtucket Sox.
No,
right? Pawtucket is their Triple A team.
But I don't know if that it was back then.
Let's see. Minor league for Ted Williams and his frozen head. Teddy Samuel Williams.
Yes.
He played on the Pacific Coast League in 1936.
Yes.
Played backup behind Vince DiMaggio for the Pacific Coast League San Diego Padres. The Padres were a minor league team back in the day.
I don't think that's right.
And then in the Pacific... here it is. Here it is.
Okay.
And then... he met his future teammates Dom DiMaggio and Bobby Doerr, who played at that time. Now Ted Williams didn't play.
Oh, he
for
didn't
him,
play for.
But they were on the San Francisco Seals.
Seals.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Okay. I guess I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's okay to be confused.
I am confused.
So you think the Sea Dogs was a team?
I thought, but maybe not.
No.
What about Joe DiMaggio? Who did he play for?
In the minor leagues?
Did he have some sort of? Played for
the coffee makers,
the Sea Queens.
Where did you play minor league ball, Joe DiMaggio? Was it some funky sounding team?
Doc Ellis has done it. He's pitched a no-hitter on acid.
He was playing semi-pro ball for the San Francisco Seals.
Oh, then it's the Seals.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good name. I like that.
Seals,
the Seals. Yeah. The Yankee Clipper was once a seal. Interesting. Hatstacker says Sea Monkeys. Is Sea Monkeys a team?
I don't think so.
That should be. That sounds fantastic. The, yeah, this the sea god, known in Irish folklore as Manananan Mac Lear, associated with powerful storms, also said to own a magical horse that could travel over land and sea. And these Christians... did not like the idea of a god. Now, nobody still worships the Celtic sea gods, do they?
Somebody does.
I mean, you can't have a nice statue to say, hey, there was a time when we didn't believe in the stuff that we believe in. That whole island didn't believe in any of it until St. Patrick shows up. So why not honor, you know, there was a time before Christianity.
That's when he started planting the snakes.
Again, the snake thing...
brought the snakes.
Boy, it won't be too much longer, and we'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day, you know it?
I know it.
Got a story here of a guy who needed to break 100, had a $100 bill, needed to break it, so he decided to get himself a sandwich. Massachusetts man actually bought himself a lottery ticket because he needed to break a $100 bill so he could get lunch. You don't want to take $100 to get lunch.
No, they might turn you down.
So he gets he needs to break a $100 bill for lunch, and he buys a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
in the
lottery
process,
ticket's a big winner.
Yeah, $10 million bucks.
Oh, boy.
$10
now you can buy a lot of sandwiches.
Million dollars. He needed a break, so he went to the sandwich shop there for lunch, bought two of the $20 Platinum Millions tickets. In order to break up the 100, all right? Give me two of them $20 lottery tickets. What kind of dummy buys a $20 lottery ticket? Are you kidding me? One lottery ticket that's 20 bucks?
Going for it.
Jesus, people with money are stupid.
But don't you have like 10 different numbers then on it? You got 10 different combinations?
You're not winning anything. I mean, you're putting 20 bucks on a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
One lottery ticket.
Okay.
Two of these, I guess these are scratch tickets then?
What if I won $10 million? You know what? I think they would do an article, a cover story on the River City Reader. And it would just be me with a big smile on her face. And the headline would be, "Forget it."
All that stuff we told you about last issue, you throw that right in the trash.
Forget it. I just won $10 million. Everything, all that from last week, forget it.
All of that extensive article about what we're doing and why we're doing it and what the thought process and how we make it happen.
What we're hoping to achieve and how, you know, what this is all about.
Throw that all in the garbage.
Nice short article. Forget it.
Nacho Radio, Smacho Radio.
Forget it.
Over.
I won $10 million because I had to break 100. What I'm doing with 100 is beyond me.
Yeah, well, but, those days are over, aren't they?
But, forget it. And there's just a blurry image in the background. That might be Dave. The Dave and Darren podcast is originating from the Hickey Brothers. We're the Hickey Brothers. The Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Grab your friends and get to another $10 off Hookah Night Thursday, and that happens again this Thursday at Hickey Brothers.
Wonderful.
Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge. Choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, and online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Oh, aren't you marvelous?
Thank you.
I've got three stories here from the People's Republic of China I was hoping to share with you
sure.
If you'll allow it, some Chinese.
Sure, I could go for a little Chinese.
This is Fisherman's Song of the East China Sea.
If you have to tell me.
Time for some Chinese democracy here on the Dave and Darren podcast.
Still waiting on that Diet Dr. Pepper.
How come no
Sounds
one...
Sounds like people just...
We all gave
just
up on
it. A bunch of pans. Just banging on pans.
This upcoming Chinese New Year will be...
Year of the Ox.
Wow. No, but okay. Close.
Sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Chinese New Year isn't until February the 19th.
Okay.
And it will be, according to Chinese mythology, the Year of the Goat.
Year of the Goat.
It's the Year of the Goat. People born this year are best suited to be a pediatrician, an actor, a teacher, an interior designer, a musician, or an editor. So there's that.
Know that.
And if you're born this year, or if you were born in 03, 1991, or 1979, or 1967, those were all the Year of the Goat.
That would include my brother.
Your personality is calm, gentle, creative, thoughtful, amicable, preserving, frank, and honest.
Not all of that sounds like my brother.
Your lucky numbers are 2 and 7, and your lucky colors are brown, red, and purple.
Ooh, boy.
What year were you born in?
64.
Which would be the year of the...
I was the year of the dragon.
That's pretty boss.
I know it. I got the best one.
I watched Enter the Dragon the other day. That's on Netflix. So good. But there's scenes where you're just like, have you ever seen Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee?
I've seen
He goes to Rome because the mafia is messing with a Chinese guy who's trying to run a Chinese restaurant in Rome. I mean, what's the problem here?
Right.
And... Bruce Lee's like, he doesn't understand our ways here in the West. And this super hot Italian chick picks him up and brings him home. And he's with this super hot chick who's like teaching him all about, you know, life in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, people smile here. People wave. You don't have to kick everybody's ass, you know, like dig it. Be cool. So this super hot Italian chick comes and just sits down. She doesn't say a word to him. And next thing you know, they're off to her place. And Bruce Lee, like, doesn't know what's going on. And they go to her apartment, and she's like, leaves and gives him a look like, I'm going to go change into something more comfortable. But she doesn't say it. She just, gives that hot Italian chick look, right?
Yeah.
And kind of looks a little bit like Gianna De Laurentiis now that I think about it.
Okay.
And so Bruce Lee's like, you don't know what's going on.
What? I'm...
And then he walks by a mirror, and he's like, whoa! Like, he thinks he's going to fight the guy in the mirror, and then he realizes, that's...
He doesn't know what a mirror is?
He'd never seen one before, I guess. And then this chick comes out topless.
Sure.
And it's just smoking hot.
Yeah. And he fights her?
No. He runs away screaming. He's like, ah! Like, I can't handle it. It's so cool. Bruce Lee doesn't know what to do with a hot chick who wants to go. That's fantastic.
She's lucky he didn't beat her up.
Year of the Dragon, your best suited career would be journalist, teacher, inventor, manager, computer analyst, lawyer, engineer, or architect.
Kind of done it all, haven't I?
What would you say your lucky numbers are?
I would say my lucky number is 69, dude.
No, how did I not see that coming? What is it, my first day today?
69, dude!
No, Darren.
No.
And if you honestly had to pick a lucky number, what would you say it is?
My lucky number would be 8.
According to this, it should be 1, 6, or 7.
That adds up to 8. No, it doesn't.
Lucky colors, gold, silver, and grayish white.
Silver and gold.
Your personality is a Chinese dragon baby. You're enthusiastic, confident, intelligent,
nope.
ambitious,
nope.
hardworking,
nope.
and straightforward.
Nope.
Well, this is just all a bunch of hokum.
Nope.
Year of the Dragon, by the way, is unlucky if you're a dragon. So 2024 is the next year you got to worry about.
2024?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so your year of the dragon's not lucky for you.
For people who are dragons, the year of the dragon is not comfortable. And I think I'm year of the rat, right? 72?
Yeah, you're a rat.
That doesn't mean I'm a rat. It says my lucky number is 2 or 3. False. My lucky number is 9. And
his theme song is Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty.
Did I show you what my buddy Maya got me for Christmas?
No.
It's going to blow your mind.
Like a Jerry Rafferty tour shirt or something? What did he get you?
I keep this locked away.
Uh-huh. And who bought this for you?
My buddy Bill Maya got me this.
That sounds like a made-up name. What's his last name? Myek.
Myek. Bam!
Oh, boy. 8-track.
City to city on 8-track, sucker!
That's right.
Now I just gotta get an 8-track machine.
Yeah.
I can listen to some Jerry damn Rafferty.
Right. Not only not only the hit Baker Street, but the very capable Right Down the Line.
Right Down the Line. It says people born in the year of the rat, quick-witted and versatile. Well, if that ain't me, brother... it's me all over. Best suited career for me, administrator, director, manager, entrepreneur, writer, musician, podcaster. What?
Back then they even said that, huh?
Isn't that nuts? They're so clever, the Chinese. They knew about all of this. They predicted all of this. So a couple of stories here from the People's Republic of China. One that's making a lot of headlines. A one-year-old baby got in a bus. Without anyone around it.
Hijacked a bus?
It didn't hijack it.
Oh, well, then I got that story all wrong.
No, but it is a little unusual for the bus to come to a stop and a one-year-old baby climbs on without any parents. That's...
Did it have a pass?
Right. Hey, baby.
Here's your pass.
You're adorable, but at some point I'm going to need you.
I'm going to need payment.
I need you to pay for this bus ride here. Yeah, one-year-old baby just climbed right on the bus. The video from the bus is pretty hilarious. One-year-old baby, this is in the Changsha city in China's Hunan province. Tuesday night, unaccompanied one-year-old baby climbed onto the bus. When the bus door opened, both the driver and passengers were surprised to see a baby climb the door steps. Female passenger said the little boy looked around but failed to find any adult taking care of the toddler. The bus driver pulled over the bus with the consent of the passengers and then called the cops for help. I'd like to call the cops, but I need all of you to consent to this. Is this okay?
Wait a minute. The baby called the cops on him?
No, the bus driver called the cops because you've got a one-year-old baby. Passengers volunteered to take care of the baby while waiting for the arrival of the police.
Everybody back up or I'm calling the cops.
They were able to find the baby boy's parents an hour later.
A baby.
He was playing outside a cell phone store by himself, and in 2 to 3 minutes we couldn't find him anymore, says the boy's mother, Mrs. Zhang. She says, we looked from everywhere, but I failed to find him. Yeah, they run a cell phone store near their home, and the baby was playing outside the store before wandering away, you know, to catch a bus.
Wang Tang, Sweet Poon Zhang.
Who moved my Wang? Custom officials in Bulgaria seize 2 million live baby eels hidden in luggage. Two Chinese men arriving from Madrid were detained there at the Sofia Airport in Bulgaria for trying to smuggle in 2 million baby eels. The tiny eels are known as elvers, and they are food items. The European ale is a critically endangered species, and you're not supposed to move it around.
You're not going
to
do 30 pounds of boob. That might not be a bad show for you guys to do.
2 million baby eels?
Right. Starring Dave Lavora. Again. Maybe you've heard of him. Again. From Nacho Radio.
Again. That's
star
not,
of the show.
That's not how improv works. You don't have a star.
Star
it's a team
of, the show.
Of people.
Which one's the funniest one? Who's the one getting all the laughs?
It's not me.
Star of the show.
It's not me.
Star of 2 million baby eels, Dave Lavora.
No, that's one of the reasons I like hanging out with the comedy sports people is I'm not the funniest guy in the room. I gotta work hard to be the funniest guy in the room. It's not like the kitchen where I'm just the funniest man every morning by default. When I'm there with
Too
the
bad
troop,
it doesn't happen in the Hickey Brothers Cigar Star Hookah Lounge studio.
Well, it's not a bad
idea. You know, you might be blowing the wife and the kid out of the water. But that's just because they're just not funny.
Nicely done. Finally, one final story from the People's Republic of China. This is something we ought to think about doing. I like this a lot, this idea. We're trying to figure out ways to make some money for Nacho Radio LLC.
Yeah.
Fake bank. Looked exactly like a real bank. Managed to scam people out of $32 million worth of deposits.
That's quite an effort.
The bank was in the Nanjing Puku district in the Jiangsu province, promised customers 2% interest a week for all their deposits. More than 200 people got conned.
Sounds
going
like
to
a
this
good deal.
Fank Bank. One businessman from Hangzhou deposited $12 million from his company, but then stopped receiving interest for the money after just 4 weeks.
Not working for them anymore.
And you go to the bank, and the bank is closed. This was never a bank. Police investigators revealed that the bank, designed to look just like a real one with LED screens and counters manned by people dressed like bank staff, they had no permits.
So, Harrison, and where's the company money? I deposited in a place that's not a bank.
I got taken for a ride by a fake bank.
I'm going to get written up for this, aren't I?
Well, see, the beauty of this con is they did it for a year, and then they left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, these deals tend to close up.
Like,
yeah.
Aren't we getting a Popeye's chicken, too? Isn't that coming, Mac?
That's been a rumor forever. It seems like more and more stuff is closing, and we're not getting anything to replace it. You know what I mean? Like, the American on Elmore. What are they going to do with that building? And we lost Frank's Pizza? Did you see that?
I know it.
What's that about? Other than wanting $32 for a large pizza.
Not happy.
What happened there?
Not happy.
No. I didn't even know that was closing. And now it's just gone? It's ridiculous.
Not happy.
Target's closing in Clinton. Just everything's shutting down. Belgian Village. Snap yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
Mr. Quick's gone?
I know it. Der Wiener Schnitzel is gone.
Sandy's is gone now.
The Popeye's chicken rumor, that's been around forever.
Well, I thought I saw something in the paper.
Well, how often does the paper get anything right? There's a Facebook group, the Quad Cities Demands a Popeye's. 3,383 likes.
Who's the leader? How many likes?
3,383 likes.
Marvelous.
The Quad Cities Demands a Popeye's. There is a Popeye's opening up in Cedar Rapids.
No.
And
you know what I've decided about Cedar Rapids? I don't mind that smell.
What made you...
I don't mind it.
What made you say that?
Because I don't mind it.
Somebody found this on Craigslist. The Springfest Company, which is a Popeye's chicken franchisee in Central Illinois, is expanding to the Quad Cities and currently seeking qualified high-energy operational and business professional to fill the area supervisor multi-unit manager position within their company. So they're looking to hire a manager of a Popeye's chicken in the Quad Cities. This could be something to do. If anyone's going to do it, it would be you.
I'm very passionate.
As an area supervisor.
Very passionate.
You will be responsible for managing 3 to 6 Popeye's restaurants in the Quad Cities and Peoria area.
Sure.
So this is a done deal. We are getting a Popeye's.
Yeah.
If they're looking to hire somebody to run it,
There you go.
You need a minimum of 4 years restaurant management or similar operations.
Very good sources.
Leadership experience required. Complementary experience in training, health and safety, human resources, or facilities departments is a plus.
Done it all.
Associate's or bachelor's degree preferred. Do you have any sort of degree? I know you went to Iowa, but
I've got. I've got.
You got an associate's?
I've got the 3 Degrees album. I've got the Silk Degrees album by Boz Skank.
So you never got any paperwork to prove that you went to college?
Hell no.
Okay. So you're the one who, when they ask on the questionnaire, you write some college, right? That's an option for you.
Clown college is what I write.
Well, I'll be excited if once this Popeyes is up and running. But
that's right.
Yeah. Can we get the Five Guys burger and fries already? For the love of Pete, make it happen. I think it's birthday barn time.
It is birthday barn time.
You're listening to the Dave and Darren podcast here at NachoRadio.com.
It's a madhouse!
Yeah, if you have a birthday wish for the remainder of the week, you can shoot it to us, Darren, at NachoRadio.com. You can also use the Harrington Pubs text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Live music every Thursday night from 8 to 11. Happy hour every weekday, and that starts at 2 o'clock. Drink specials every day. And, of course, home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary, no doubt about it, and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Check them out and let them know that you're listening to Nacho Radio at Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Do you see any local birthdays? Because I don't.
Here's one, somebody asking what happened to Friday's show. There was no show on Friday.
No.
I think we made that very clear. How dare you? There's a bunch of stuff here from Eileen that I'll get to when I have my glasses on. Because I need to wear them. Mike says that there were 2 Popeye's chickens in the Quad Cities.
No, I know there were Popeye's chickens.
You still don't believe that there was a Browns chicken in the Quad Cities.
I don't.
There was.
I think you got yumboed on that one.
No. Had 2 Popeye's in the Quad Cities. My understanding, Mike from DeWitt says, my understanding is that the monsters working in them gave more food away than their buddies, than the restaurant could support.
They might have. I don't know. I used to work.
Step one, make friends with somebody in Popeyes.
I used to.
Step two,
work for the River Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring food up to the press box.
Popeyes chicken.
And one of the nights was Popeyes chicken.
What do you mean?
They would bring up Popeye's chicken.
I thought you were saying they would bring in Popeye's all the time.
No, not every night. It would be like a certain night of the week was Popeye's chicken.
What's so great? I've never had Popeye's. What's so great about it?
It's a good, but their mashed potatoes are really good with the gravy with the little bits of sausage in it.
My buddy Erickson was telling me this weekend that he used to go nuts for Kentucky Fried Chicken coleslaw,
yeah.
But then they changed the recipe.
Does he think it's not as creamy?
And he also told me the story that he's got a buddy that's off coleslaw. She was working at a restaurant in Dubuque.
And saw how
and
it
was
made.
This restaurant was famous for their coleslaw.
Yeah.
And she went back in the kitchen one day, and the owner of the place
was sitting in a bowl of coleslaw.
Smoking a cigarette. And, like, the ashes were going into the coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
And she just was mashing it with her hands.
Mm.
And just the sight of the woman making the coleslaw.
Yeah.
This woman who loved coleslaw her whole life.
Yeah.
Has not been able to take another bite of coleslaw since.
I think I could eat a little ash. I've heard a lot worse.
Hatstacker's got an idea here. With the fake bank story, Hatstacker says, why don't we just open up a fake Popeye's chicken? The problem with that, you see, is people are going to expect the chicken when they give us the money.
Right.
You go to a bank and you give them money and you expect that you'll see it again at some point in time. You're not going to...
And not expecting chicken.
Thank you for the $20. We'll have some chicken to you eventually.
We'll get chicken later.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I don't see any local birthdays.
Ellen DeGeneres is 57.
Now, that you want to bang the gong for her? I know you watch her every day. You're a big fan.
I don't watch her anymore.
What happened?
I just don't. I don't know what happened. The great one, Wayne Gretzky's 54.
Ellen DeGeneres older than Wayne Gretzky.
Eddie Van Halen's 60 today.
Is that
wonder how
such...
he's taking it.
Hmm.
Basketball star Vince Carter, who I think is still playing, is 38. The singer Anita Baker's 57. Your guy, Manti Te'o, is 24.
Not my guy.
He's not?
No.
Thought he was.
No.
Your girl, Angela Davis, is 71.
I had a thing for his fake girlfriend.
Yeah, you have a thing for catfish. Bob Uecker's 80 today. I would have thought he's older than that. And then Tom Kiefer of Cinderella is 54. And then also the actress Sarah Rue is 36.
I'm begging for Sarah Rue. That's that big, chesty redhead that's in all them shows.
Yeah, sure she is. Well, there you go.
Sarah is an Aquarius.
Happy birthday, everybody.
I didn't realize that. That's fascinating to me. Yes, quite.
I would suggest now that you maybe spend some time with one of our two 24/7 music stations, Planet Alt, the Quad Cities Alternative, All Things Alternative, and also our rock station, Solid, which is powered by Premier Jewelry and Loan, voted the Quad Cities' number one pawn shop for fast collateral loans on all your quality items. You can bring in your gold, your jewelry, your designer watches, electronics, and more for cash on the spot. Get a loan, get cash. You can upgrade your technology. If you're shopping for a new guitar, they've got a great selection of new and used electric and acoustic guitars, including Fender and Gibson. And also make sure you check out their amps and sound equipment. And now we're less than, are we 3 weeks away from Valentine's Day? It's coming up. Don't pay big box and mall store prices. They have the best prices on all diamond jewelry, including engagement rings. Get more diamond for your dollar. And their wholesale diamond blowouts going on. 25% off the marked prices, which are low prices to begin with, on solitaires and stud earrings at Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite of Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf. Again, they're listening to Nacho Radio and listening to Solid. And make sure when you're in there, you let them know that you are too.
Thanks for listening, guys. Until we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow, hang loose, kooks.
And I'll have an update on my falling here this afternoon. And you stay classy.
I maintain that there's some sick part of you that enjoys this.
I don't.
This.
I really don't.
But then why? You can take steps to not fall, and you don't take
tiny
steps.
Tiny ones, small ones. You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.